Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at robertsrobinson.com.
I felt like Monday's podcast was a little thin. There wasn't as much news going on, but my goodness, do we have a lot to dive into on this episode of KKHI, just jam-packed with topics, so here we go. Let's not waste any time, and we'll start with one of my favorite topics, and that is free speech, truth-telling, and media. And we've got an amazing story that many of you may have seen on social media. It's not getting a lot of national attention on regular news outlets or media outlets where you would normally think that you'd be seeing this being covered, but there's a reason for that. We know what corporate media are. We know how they act, and we know it is a massive problem in the United States, not just politically for elections, but basically to serve the American public and provide the truth. It's very hard to find. The truth is very hard to find these days. I enter something that was as harmless as anything you've ever heard, and perhaps the most egregious action or suspension against a journalist or broadcaster that I can ever remember. That being said, we must preface all of this by saying, if there is something else behind the scenes, you would have thought the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, which has the broadcast rights to the Baltimore Orioles, the first place Orioles, the broadcast rights to the Orioles, that they would have said, hey, listen, we'll have more information on this later. There's something else here. You're all jumping to conclusions. But there have been a flurry of reports now confirming that their broadcaster, their Ryan Lefevre, the Orioles' Ryan Lefevre, is named Kevin Brown. He's not the former pitcher named Kevin Brown. He's just a broadcaster. And he's really good. He's very talented. And they were doing a pregame segment in Tampa over the weekend where Kevin Brown said, wow, how the tables have turned. The Orioles are playing well here in Tampa this year, but look how bad it had been. They haven't won a series here since 2017. This is a division team. I'll play the clip for you in a moment. It's remarkable. And basically shows that the Orioles, when they were terrible, were futile playing against Tampa. And according to reports, Kevin Brown is gone. He is suspended. They've allowed him maybe to do a little bit of radio, but he's off TV. And the ownership of the Baltimore Orioles has basically said, giving stats, giving facts, giving truth that is negative about our baseball team will get you suspended. Well, you know how I feel about this. I mean, you can't, this just is so wrong. And look, the Orioles television network and the Royals television network and Mitch Holtis with the Chiefs, whatever, they're employed by the teams. It's not the same as when I was at Sports Radio 810 covering a team, or journalists at the Kansas City Star, or 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, or whatever. It's not the same. You do work for the team. There are clauses in your contract that says you will show the team in good light and things like this. But first, before we go any further, I just got to play this clip. It's less than a minute. You will not believe when you hear this that this man, according to reports, has been suspended for this 45-second clip in the pregame before the Orioles were playing the Tampa Bay Rays.
This has been maybe the toughest ballpark to play in, but the Orioles have a chance to do something special today. They've already clinched at least a split in the series, winning two of the first three, and they could pick up a series win behind Tyler Wells today. It's been a minute. The Orioles split a two-gamer with the Rays in June. They had lost their last 15 series here at Tropicana Field. You have to go back to when our now colleague Brad Brock picked up the win in the series finale, June 25th, 2017, the last time the Orioles won a series here at St. Pete. Already got 3-2 at the Trop this year after winning 3 of 18 the previous 3 years combined. It is a stark difference, Ben, and it is not a bad Rays team. It's not like all of a sudden the Rays became slouches in the American League East. They've led this division every day, but now two, and the Orioles once again are back alone in first place.
Okay, so there it is. It's Kevin Brown, the broadcaster still employed with the Baltimore Orioles, but being punished for doing a segment that the Orioles, when they stunk, and I mean stunk, like the Royals stink right now, was pointing out, look, hey, your favorite team, the Orioles, used to come down here and get their butts kicked, and now look, we're playing well against Tampa. We're beating them. It's not like they're some rummy. The Orioles have gotten better. This was a positive spin, and he gets suspended for this. Media types all over the place, like Scott Van Pelt, Fran Fraschilla, Major League Baseball announcers all over baseball, did commentary on this over the last 24 hours, supporting him. The outpouring of support is a very positive thing. And again, we don't know if there's something else, if there's a workplace issue. Mid-Atlantic Sports Network will not comment, period. They say we do not comment on personnel matters, and we're not going to comment. But this is just insane. I mean, this is unbelievable that this man apparently got suspended or punished or whatever because the owner of the Orioles didn't like him pointing out that they used to stink when they played there. So we all recognize that's egregious. But we all recognize that the owner has the right to do that. He owns the team, and this person basically works for him. And if he didn't like it, he didn't like it. He's sending a terrible message. I think the Royals have been very even-handed this year. I think Ryan Lefevre and Rex Hudler in particular have been very fair, saying, look, the team isn't playing well. We're not a good team. I've heard Jeff Montgomery comment in the postgame show with Joel Goldberg that, hey, listen, this isn't a good Royals team. This is going poorly. They're saying it. There was a time and place where Royals broadcasters couldn't say that. This ownership is allowing the Royals mostly to tell the truth. Now, 90% of a Royals broadcast is positive or paints a good light on a player and their personality and these things. And I understand all that. But what you can't have as a voter watching media talk about politics or reports on Hunter Biden or a sham trial with Trump or whatever it is that's going on, what you can't have is you can't have this unfairness, this filter, this censorship. A baseball team, a little different. They're their own organization. They're doing their things. What we have learned, and what I think I've learned more than anything else over the last few years, because, look, my controversy at the end of my radio tenure was for telling the truth. I spoke the truth. Everything I said, I stand by. I stand by what I said. I stood by it at the time. I stand by it now. I personally apologize to Andy Reid if I hurt his feelings. I didn't mean to hurt him, but he wouldn't take a meeting with me, wouldn't talk to me, nothing. He didn't care. I'm collateral damage. The Chiefs didn't care one iota. So personally, I apologize. I didn't mean to hurt the guy. If he's really hurting from what I said, telling the truth, I apologize for that, but I don't apologize for what I said. His sons never had any business coaching. They didn't have the resumes. They didn't have the qualifications, and they were both train wrecks, okay? They didn't belong there. Anybody with two eyes that's honest would see that and say, this is a clown show. These guys shouldn't be clinging onto this team or hanging around. I spoke the truth. It was a giant controversy for speaking the truth. Chiefs didn't like it. At the time, we were somehow loosely affiliated with the Chiefs and had the, you know, Patrick Mahomes interview every week and Mitch Holtis appearances and things like that. But we weren't going to keep that. That was ending at the end of the year. They were going over to Intercom, which is now Odyssey. They were leaving for more money to go over there. It was quite obvious that wasn't going to stay, no matter what. And so panic ensues at our place. Oh, my God, what's happening here with you? We got to make the Chiefs happy. We got to make the Chiefs happy. Really? Why do I have to make the Chiefs happy? Is that my job? It's my job now to do a podcast that is interesting, informative, truthful, and filled with commentary and opinion that makes you think. What is my job? I know my job. I've always known my job, and it is not to work for a team. Because here's the deal. If all I did was kiss their butt, that whole time, if all I did was kiss their butt, do you think the Chiefs were going to hand me a Super Bowl ring and say, oh, thanks for being part of the team? No. No, we were never part of the team. We're never going to be part of the team. I never wanted to be part of the team, nor do I. Kevin Brown, Ryan Lefevre, guys like that, they work for the teams. They do the broadcasts. Totally different business. But what really is disgusting to me is how this bleeds over into everything else. I know what you're thinking right now. You're thinking about how the Democrats are. Sports teams are now like the Democrats. They control their media. The Democrats control their media. They do this at the very highest level of the United States of America, and it makes a huge difference. When people talk about election interference in 2020, and did Trump lose to Biden? I'm steadfast in this. There's no way Joe Biden got 81 million votes. I don't believe it. I don't believe the outcome of the election. I don't think he lost to Trump. I can't prove it from vote drops or machines that were broken or any of this stuff. But I can tell you this. The entire election was rigged. Hunter Biden's laptop was suppressed. All of the media were in on it. It was the biggest scam in American media history. The 2020 election was the most disgusting, dishonest, unfair display of media anywhere in the world. I got a text this morning from my father-in-law who sent me a clip from Sky News Australia, and they did a long expose. It's like a 15-minute clip on what a scam the Bidens are running in the United States, and they are literally on there making fun of any Americans who believe what CNN tells them in America. That's the whole story. They're like, are there really people dumb enough in America that watch CNN and some of these other news reports, all these people, the New York Times, covering up for the Biden family? They gave the facts of the judge who tossed Hunter Biden back out and said, I'm not taking the plea arrangement. That's what the story was about. Australian media criticizing American media and then saying, but wait, even though the American media are this dishonest, are there really stupid enough Americans that watch this and believe this and still vote for the Democrats? It's astounding. And his point to me was, does everybody in the world know what's going on except people who watch and read traditional media in America? And my response to him was, outside of places like China, probably, yeah. Yeah, the whole free world knows what a scam is going on here. It's a disaster. The sports thing started about 15 years ago. Mark Cuban was on the front edge of this. You know, he took everything in-house and said, hey, they're all working for me. And we're going to go, you know, they're going to be an extension of my marketing department. And everybody followed suit, and they do their own website. They, you know, they always get like the Chiefs.com reporter at the news conference, always asks the first question. He works for the team, and he knows who he is. It's just such a rigged deal. It's so stupid. Classic example, it happened this week. Again, this is why you need journalism and you need media. And political parties shouldn't own and operate media or have control over them. And sports teams should be taken with a grain of salt because they will not cover anything. In fact, it's worse than that. The Chiefs in this town now have something like, you know, I always used to point to like the Nebraska Cornhuskers back in the day when they were really good in college football. They owned all their media. Everything about Nebraska was positive. They had Lawrence Phillips and all these bad players, and he's dragging women down the stairs by their hair. And, oh, it's going to be okay. He'll miss a half, and he'll play. It's okay. He's a good kid. It's a misunderstanding. Like, everything just got swept under the rug around Nebraska. And then it piled up and piled up and piled up. What is amazing to me is how many people in the media that apparently went to journalism school but missed the memo on what journalism is write stories, and the Kansas City Star is complicit in this. This is literally written today. On Friday, we learned that Charles Omenahu, who is a defensive lineman that the Chiefs signed as a free agent from the 49ers, we learned that he's suspended for 6 games. So they went and they got commentary from Andy Reid. Andy, what are you going to do? Who's going to fill the spot? What's going to happen? This and that. Well, a lot of people would go to kcstar.com, for example, today, and look online and start reading the stories. And they read this story. It is 11 paragraphs long in the Kansas City Star, for crying out loud. This is not Chiefs media. It is 11 paragraphs long. The entire story is about the suspension and how the Chiefs are going to handle it. Who's going to fill in? Is Felix Anudike Ozama ready to play? Or, you know, what's going to, Andy comments, well, we told him to take care of his business off the field and this and that. And it says he's been suspended 6 games for violating the league's personal conduct policy. Nowhere in the 11 paragraphs does it say what Omenahu did. Nowhere. Nowhere. So if you're not aware, if you're not up on things, you got to go Google it. You got to go find out what he did. It never mentioned in the story that he was charged this past spring for domestic violence crimes in San Jose, California, with his girlfriend who lived with him at the home where their kids also reside. Okay? That's what happened. We had a domestic violence situation with this man, with his girlfriend and their children, and the NFL has decided to suspend him 6 games. That's a big suspension. The NFL did not like what it saw. This thing has been handled. I don't even think they classified it as a felony. It wound up becoming some sort of misdemeanor, and I'm sure it's over, and he's going to some sort of anger management and counseling and whatever, but you won't find that anywhere. You won't find any of that anywhere in the reporting. See, it's the same thing. It's the same thing the Democrats do. You won't find the Hunter Biden stuff. It all gets suppressed. Kevin Brown, the Orioles announcer, you're just going to go to radio. We don't like what you said over here. You can't trust anything that you see or hear. I wouldn't blame somebody if they hit play on this podcast and were skeptical of me because I'm in such a filthy disgusting, dishonest business now that you don't know who to believe and what's true and what's not true. So Iwuanahu gets 6 games. There's no mention in the Kansas City Star story of what it is that he did. There's nothing there. And this story also was pretty far down. You had to go to like the sports section. If you just go right now and click kcstar.com and it goes right to their front page, right? Because nobody gets the paper copy anymore. On the day where they have a story about a player being out 6 games, which is a couple days old, but Andy's reaction, what they're going to do, and no mention of what he did. No mention. Well, the NFL clearly has found him guilty, right? We can go ahead and say that. The NFL has found him guilty and they suspend him 6 games. No mention of it. What is the lead story of the entire newspaper, not the sports section? What is the lead story at kcstar.com? Where Patrick Mahomes eats pizza in St. Joe. That's it. That's their top story. You know what? It'll probably be their most clicked story. We are in real trouble in this country. In so many ways, but none more glaring than that. It is so easy to look at media and see how despicable and dishonest it is. That has never been the job of the Kansas City Star. The job of the Kansas City Star, until they were in financial ruin, which they are now, was never to just wave pom-poms for the Kansas City Chiefs or any other sports team. It is the lead of their newspaper. Patrick Mahomes eats here at least twice, and he calls them up, and he closes the restaurant down, and they lock the doors, and they say, sorry for your inconvenience, but we've got some VIPs in here, and he likes one with pepperoni and honey on it at a place called Il Lazzarone. I think I'm saying it right. I've been there in St. Joe, and it's good. It's Neapolitan pizza. It's good. It's very good. That's their story. That's the one that's going. That's what will keep them in business. So it's no different than the Democrat Party dangling and running and controlling their media. And now the Chiefs are this massive billion-dollar organization that's profitable as all get out. And everybody in town loves them. And the Kansas City Star is going out of business. And the only way to stay in business is to basically, I'm going to say it, to basically just kiss the Chiefs' butts. That's their only way to stay in business? Journalism's dead. It's dead everywhere. You can't, what kind of access do you need, honestly? If this is about, we don't want to make the Chiefs mad, why don't you want to make the Chiefs mad? Because you get denied access or something? I don't know what access the Star gets. Their stories here are quotes from a news conference that they could have pulled off the internet from Andy Reid and written the story about the lineman that's suspended. And then the pizza stories about a guy that owns a pizza place in St. Joe. This is all just so ridiculous. And there are just so many examples of it right and left. In Houston, you may remember Deshaun Watson was the quarterback there. And it got a lot of media scrutiny. Because there was a lot of women accusing Deshaun Watson, the quarterback, of a lot of things. And it got a lot of attention. In my opinion, after a while, it was too much. They piled on. But the national media will find one thing, typically, and say, this is the one, this is how we keep our reputation. We'll go find one story and stay all over it, so we can ignore all the others. They'll do that. They absolutely will do that. And this will be our chops. In the case of national media covering politics, theirs is about covering Trump. They're like, oh, we'll keep our reputation as being journalists and free speech warriors by going after Trump. And ignoring the other stuff, that's the most important part of their game plan is don't ever report anything negative about a Democrat. Ever. Don't ever do it. But then they'll say, we're still journalists. We're out here digging up and finding stuff on Donald Trump. And then they think they're doing their job. It is absurd. In Houston, Deshaun Watson's thing went crazy. But guess what story you haven't heard in Houston? The Texans have a bigger scandal that should be getting way more attention. Oh, but it's not. Ask yourself why this story isn't getting the run Deshaun Watson is. Javier Loya is an owner of the Houston Texans. He's an owner. He's not the principal owner. He's not the majority owner. He's a smaller owner. If you didn't know, Clark Hunt is the chairman of the Chiefs, but until their mother passed, it was split, I believe, 5 ways. Each of the kids had 20%, and she had 20%. Well, that's different now because she's passed, and nobody's really asked the questions, but we'll assume it's been split up. Anyway, Clark has partners. His siblings also own a big chunk of the Kansas City Chiefs. In Houston, there's a man named Javier Loya, who is a minority owner of the Houston Texans. You haven't heard his name. You haven't heard this story. Nobody knows this is going on. August 22nd, he has a pretrial conference for one count of rape, five counts of first-degree sexual abuse, and one count of third-degree sexual abuse. Seven charges of rape and sexual abuse. An owner of the Houston Texans. An owner. Crickets. Nobody's talking about that story. Nobody's talking about this. Why are they not talking about that story? Well, he's an owner of one of the NFL teams, and they're our business partners. If you're at ESPN or one of these other places, oh, we don't report this. Oh, a lowly player, Deshaun Watson? We'll pile all over that one. But an owner? Oh, an owner. He's being charged with rape, for God's sake. And he's an owner of the Texans, and you don't hear anything about it. I'm really sorry, folks. I apologize for my entire industry and how insanely unfair it all is, and what a complicated picture they have painted, and how difficult it must be as a consumer of information to try to figure out what's right, what's wrong, what's real, what's not, what's true, and what's false. It's an absolute disaster. KKHI is brought to you by Back 9 Development, online at back9development.com. I had a little fun with TJ on Friday night, my man TJ Velkanskis at Back 9 Development. He's a really good dude, and they do great projects. I saw some of the work that he did, the condos that they built at Colbert Hills and some of the custom homes he's building. Spent a little time talking about his business. Man, if you're thinking about building, this is your guy. Back9development.com. Call TJ. He's a good dude. He'd love to speak with you about any piece of land or property that you have, or if you'd like to look around for a great real estate opportunity. He's plugged into a lot of different developments in a lot of different areas. Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan. TJ Velkanskis would love to work with you, your family, or your company. 785-236-0161. That's 785-236-0161. They're online at back9development.com. 360 Document Solutions is a wonderful business-to-business service for your company if you're in Missouri, Kansas, or Oklahoma. Mark and his team would like to meet with you about your business machines, basically. If you've got them at the office, they think they can help you do better. Some better products, lower cost, and 100% better service than what you're getting. So many people get copiers, printers, phone systems, IT solutions, things like that from big corporations, and there's nobody to maintain them, repair them, do whatever. You don't know who to talk to. 360 Document Solutions really prides itself on their customer service. Everybody's special, whether you buy one machine or 100 machines. Everybody is special to 360 Document Solutions, and they've got the team to keep you humming, and your business demands it. Call Mark and his team at 360 Document Solutions, 913-745-5344. Online at 360documentsolutions.com. The Blue Mountain Hotel and Goolsby's Restaurant and Indoor Entertainment Center would love to welcome you to Manhattan this summer or fall. Football season right around the corner. Some rooms still available, I think, for a couple of the games. If you'd like to go, typically the Saturday nights don't sell, I don't think, as much as the Friday nights. A lot of people like to come in the night before the game. Sometimes it's easy enough to just drive up, have your game, enjoy a night out, stay the night Saturday night, come home on Sunday. Time to watch the Chiefs game. We'll do that. BlueMontHotel.com. There is no better place to stay in Manhattan than the BlueMont Hotel. It's fantastic. You're going to love your time there. And if it's not around a football game, maybe you do business in Manhattan. Maybe you're a sales rep that travels the state. Typically, you stay in Salina or something like that. Why not stay in Manhattan? Might be a little more fun. You might be a little bit more comfortable at the BlueMont Hotel. Online at BlueMontHotel.com. A final note here from Chiefs camp. Actual news. Brett Veach did some media on Monday, and he said Chris Jones, who's holding out for a new contract, quote, deserves a big contract, unquote. And Veach, the general manager of the Chiefs, painted a scenario where they're just trying to figure out how to make this thing cap-friendly for the team. that he's like, we have to take care of him now, but also in the future, and we have to be, you know, cognizant of what the issues are long-term for the Kansas City Chiefs with salary cap and things like that. So it seems like making this cap-friendly is the real issue. There are ways around that. It usually has to do with bonuses up front and prorating it out over time and things of that nature instead of actual annual salary. We have seen reports that Chris Jones is hung up on annual salary. He wants to be the second highest paid annual salary guy at his position in the NFL. I mean, I can't talk any sense to anybody, but the only thing that really matters is the total compensation. And the world I live in is I would, in 5 years from now, I'd play for way less money if you're going to give me $50 million up front right now in a bonus. I'll take the signing bonus up front and a smaller salary later. I don't care what my salary is. Give me the money now. Money over time. We all know those rules. He kind of painted a picture like, hey, they're going to get this thing done. If not, I don't know Chris Jones' stance. I don't know if he's saying to himself, if I don't get the deal and I have to come here and play one more year, I'm out of here. I'm going to go highest bidder at the end of this year. He might, and I can't say, you know, that that's the wrong thing either. You know, money's money. You've got to, this is not some career you get to keep until you're 70. So basically that's what happened with Tyreek Hill. It could happen with Chris Jones, but Brett Veach painted a pretty nice picture on Monday that they just got to figure out exactly how to do this thing. So we'll see. Bonehead comment of the week goes to Oklahoma University offensive tackle Walter Rouse. Walter Rouse is a 50-year senior who transferred to Oklahoma after starting 4 years at Stanford. So this is your transfer portal thing again. 4 years at Stanford. Walter Rouse says, I'm going to Oklahoma. They asked him after practice on Monday, what the heck's going on with Stanford? They don't have a conference anymore. And Walter Rouse says, I think this is so sad. It's just not going to be the same. He went on to say he's been in contact with some of his buddies, some of his people he knows, people that are still in school there, alumni, all these people. He's so sad for Stanford. He just can't believe it. He can't believe what's going on in college football. Excuse me, Walter. You left Stanford and went to Oklahoma. You left the Pac-12, just like the other schools are leaving the Pac-12, and went to the Big 12. You left Stanford and the Pac-12 to go to a school that started the domino effect for the Pac-12 falling apart. Are you serious? There's only one answer, Walter. I don't give a rip. I left there for something better. I could see why anybody wouldn't want to leave for something better. I mean, let's be honest. Walter Rouse, you left for something better for you. All these other schools, these eight schools, are leaving for something better for them. We got to stop with this. We turned the corner on college athletics many years ago. It's professional sports. It's all over the way we used to know it. So let's not be these fuddy-duddy guys. Get off our lawn, okay? It is what it is. Doesn't mean you have to like it as much. Maybe you won't be as big a fan going forward. Maybe. I respect that. But to sit here and grouse about it is ridiculous. It is on. The way college athletics has been played and organized for almost a century is over. It's over. And Walter, you're part of the problem. You, my friend, are part of the problem. Played 4 years at Stanford, and then you transferred to Oklahoma. You left the conference to go to a better one. It's the same thing. A lot of chatter out there about the new Big 12 and what the divisions will look like. Oh, by the way, the Rouse story, it fits our lead today in the media. What I just said to you about him leaving and like the school, all that stuff, that was not in the story. Oklahoma media won't put that in there. They're not going to sit there and say, well, he just did what the schools are doing. And, you know, Oklahoma kind of started this. That wasn't in there. That wasn't in the story. You wouldn't get that in the story. That's the actual fun part, the truth. The context of the story is, wow, this guy, that was not in the story. If you go read his comments and the stories being reported, they don't put that stuff in there. There is a lot of chatter out there about the new Big 12, whether they will have East, West divisions or North, South. Many of you are going to laugh at this because you'll disagree with me. I think this is massive for KU, K-State, and Iowa State, who are pretty obviously going to stay together as the only three original members of this conference now, as it goes to 16 teams. I think they're going to stay together in a division. They're talking divisions now, which I like. I like divisions. I like the fact that here's our goal, here's our teams. Let's go win our division first, then let's see if we can win a title game, see if we can get in the college football playoff, all those things. So I like this. I like the idea of divisions. They're proposing East, West, or North, South. This is not a small thing. This is a massive thing for KU, K-State, and Iowa State. Nobody, no recruit, no player, nobody anywhere will look at North and South equally. Anybody considering a school will look at the North as lesser. It's just weather. It's geography. It is a negative word. It might as well be a curse word. If the Big 12 goes with North and South, they're a bunch of boneheads. The entire point of this league is to have all these time zones from East to West. If they don't do East-West, I give up. And the organization of the teams really isn't that much different, whether you call them North, South, or East-West. The name matters. It will matter greatly to the eight schools in the North. They will be at a disadvantage from the second they go into Florida or Louisiana or Texas and try to recruit a player. They're at a disadvantage. The parents, they'll sit around, well, what do you think about going to Kansas State? Well, they're up in the North Division. It just connotates that it's a long ways away and it's really cold. Can't do it. East, West. This is a big deal. You can laugh. It is a big deal. It will be a gigantic mistake for the Big 12 if they have North-South divisions. What's in a name? Everything's in a name. We've basically seen a pod where the four Pac-12 schools and BYU would play with the Texas schools as eight. And then, there's one more Texas school. Colorado would stay with KU, K-State, and Iowa State with the teams to the east. I have no problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. But if they do that way, they're going to be really tempted to call those North and South, although BYU may be the farthest north in Utah. I don't know. I have to look at a map. Not sure, but I think it matters. And look, there are some people out there that think they should have four divisions of four. I don't hate that idea either. I think it would be fun to have K-State, KU, Iowa State, and Colorado in a four-team division. That'd be pretty cool. There'd be a lot of history and tradition there. And then rotate the other division you play every year. That would be seven games. And then you'd play two other games from the other divisions, one team from each of the other divisions. It'd be kind of cool to see something like that too. I have no problem with that. I really don't have a problem with that. I think it'll wind up being two eight-team divisions. It just needs to be East-West. The news on the field that we have so far, we really don't have a lot of great training camp news coming out. This isn't great, but this is interesting and big news. Jalen Daniels at KU, the preseason Big 12 Player of the Year, sat out practice on Monday. He's been limited. He didn't sit it out. He was limited. He stood out there. So it didn't mean he was like over on the sideline somewhere. He didn't throw. He hasn't done much. This isn't really a big deal this early because they describe it as back tightness. And that could be like next to nothing. Like this could be completely precautionary. But this is a quarterback that was hurt last year and missed several games and was limited in the spring. And if there's one thing about Jalen Daniels that you worry about, is he the player that will always be hurt? You just don't know. That's kind of his history so far. But it's like, okay, if we're sitting here in 10 days and there's still back tightness, it certainly can't make you feel good. If you're a Kansas fan and you've heard that, it can't make you feel great that he has back tightness because of his injury situation. Oh, we got a great deal coming up at B-Stock this week. Back to school doorbusters at bstock.net. If you're looking for a perfect dorm room TV this semester, Samsung TU7000 43-inch smart TVs for $209, or an LG 50-inch for $259. Lenovo ThinkPad L14s are just $499. They're perfect for students. It's also one of the models of laptops they're giving away this month. If you want to win something free at bstock.net, go to their Facebook page and leave them a Google review. Stop by in-store, put your name into the drawing. There's two chances to win. Check out the website, bstock.net, for all the full details. This is another free entry giveaway every single week at Bstock. Why wouldn't KKHI listeners flood that thing and win all this free stuff? Do it. Facebook review or leave a Google review. Or swing by the store and sign up. They're going to give away a couple of great prizes every single month. Bstock.net is the website. Amini's and Amini's.com. This is Amini's. Oh, they got it all, guys. They got it all in time for football season. You want some new bar stools in your man cave? Amini's. If you're looking for a game table, pool table, shuffleboard, pinball, video games, Amini's has it all at 105th and Metcalf, also in St. Louis, Tulsa, and Oklahoma City, online at Amini's.com. And Miss Jessica is headed off to North Kansas City Dental this morning. In fact, I am home alone podcasting as she's getting her regular checkup at NKC Dental today with Dr. Bill Bush. She likes that. She likes the dentist more than most. And she mostly likes to feel good knowing everything in there is just right. And she really enjoys seeing Dr. Bush at nkcdental.com. It's easy to make an appointment, 816-471-2911, online at nkcdental.com. It's been a long time since I've gotten worked up about a Royals game, and this happened on Monday night. I was watching them play a really good game. This Cole Ragans, the pitcher that the Royals traded for, is something else, man. In his second start, I mean, he just looked great. He came over from the Rangers in a trade a few weeks ago. And, I mean, he just looks like plug and play. Like, this guy's composed. He's got amazing stuff. He looks like he's not a kid. He's mature. I mean, I'm shocked at what I've seen through two games. And Reagan's just cruised along in this game at Boston. All right, a lefty pitching at Fenway. Ugh. So he's having a great night. The Royals are down 2-0, but it's been a harmless couple of runs. He hasn't given up many hits. They get the game tied. This is going well. Ninth inning, Carlos Hernandez comes in. It's a 2-2 tie. And there's a couple of runners on. Hernandez gave up a double, but then they kept him from scoring. And he's right. Okay, so now there's runners at second and third with two outs. And Luis Urias is at the plate. And Hernandez strikes him out. I mean, he throws an unbelievable 3-2 pitch. Place is going wild. You know, 99 miles an hour. Urias swings, goes across the plate, tries to check his swing, spins back, lowers his head, pounds his bat, starts to walk to the dugout. The inning's over. This thing's going to extra innings. And the first base umpire says, no swing. And Urias is like, huh, what? And walks to first base. It's a walk. I mean, it is unbelievable how bad this call was. There is no mechanism in Major League Baseball for video review, and this is a joke. It's an absolute joke. I've said in every sport the entire time, if you have video review, everything should be in play. Only, not to overturn everything, only to catch something insanely egregious, and that's exactly what this was. This was pathetic. Vic Carapazza was the first base umpire, and he couldn't have blown it worse. I'm guaranteeing you, he called his wife last night after the game and said, boy, did I screw up bad. I'm going to get the worst review you ever saw. I absolutely botched this. And here's where he went wrong. He tried to give the no swing call too fast. Think about it for a second. Or say, I'm not sure. Let's look at the scoreboard. I don't know what. Everybody in the ballpark had this guy struck out. Inning over. We're going to extra innings. Well, now the bases are loaded. Oh, Matt Cotuero got kicked out. He came out of the dugout. Carapazza kicked him out. Carapazza kicked him out. Now we've got a delay. Now Hernandez is standing there. And so what happens? Like a 222-foot grand slam walk-off home run that hits the foul pole down the left field line. And the Royals lose. I'm not in the business of feeling bad for the Royals or individual players. Carlos Hernandez did his job. He wasn't great, but he did his job. He struck the dude out with the game on the line. I'm sorry. Did. Everybody knows it. Everybody at Fenway knew it. The umpire knew it. The Royals knew it. Everybody knew it. The Royals may have lost in the 10th inning. I'm not saying that they, you know, were some kind of 100% winner. And it wasn't like they were up one run and then hit the grand slam. It was a tie game. It could have gone either way. I've never seen anything worse. How Major League Baseball doesn't allow that to be reviewed is beyond me. It's just beyond me. You have video replay. This is one where New York would have said, no, he swung. Let's go. Extra innings. It matters. People pay money. The problem in baseball is there's 162 games, and the Royals aren't very good this year, so we look at it and go, what's it matter? Well, but it should matter. The point is, if you're going to keep score and you want to have the best integrity in your game, these things should all be reviewable. They should all be reviewable, and this one was not. On to some D.C., some news. Eric Schwerin is a friend. Well, he was a business associate of Hunter Biden. Eric Schwerin ran the finances of that Rosemont Seneca company. All the money that the Bidens were scamming all over the world, Schwerin knows every single nickel of it. He was in charge of all the money. Remember, Joe Biden has said he didn't even know his son was in business, let alone who he was in business with or what the business was. Now we've learned that Eric Schwerin, the money guy, the guy who brought it all in and made it all happen and did everything for Hunter Biden. In fact, Hunter Biden's ex-wife, in her book, wrote about Eric Schwerin. He ran our family finances, quote, every aspect of our financial life, unquote. Eric Schwerin ran every aspect of Hunter Biden's and his wife's financial life. Every aspect. Not a few things. He ran every aspect of our financial life. We just entrusted it all to him. Eric Schwerin made 36 visits to the White House during the Obama administration. And those were for official business, so they got listed and they become public. If the first and second families have people who are considered friends visit the White House and don't want it to be official business, it's just people that visit or celebrities or whatever, they never have to list those people. So the question is, how many times did Eric Schwerin go to the White House where they didn't list him? It had to be a lot. I mean, a lot of times that Eric Schwerin went there and was never listed. This guy needs to get on the stand. This is the one. If he knows every nickel, every penny, every deal, everywhere, and he's under oath, oh, good God, our media, it's so bad. Joe Biden is on record as saying he never once spoke with his son or anyone about his son's businesses. And now we've got the finance guy 36 times at the White House when Joe Biden was there as vice president. What an absolute scam. What a complete and total scam being run on all of us fools. Joe Biden ended his 10-day vacation. He's big time. He got 10 days off. He's doing such a good job. He's president of the United States. Took 10 days off. He came back to the White House. And what'd he do? Oh, he welcomed a baseball team. He had the Houston Astros in. It was funny. He made a joke about their manager being old like he's old. Oh, Joe Biden's really funny. He ended a 10-day vacation and all of this controversy around his family and the hearing and all the different things, all of this stuff, all of his DOJ movements on Trump, everything they're doing, he welcomes a baseball team and he takes no questions. Zero. Comes in, reads his little cue card, took a picture and left. That's it. That's Joe Biden back at work. He's so big time. Anheuser-Busch news. This is, I don't want to dance on their grave at all. And I can't say this is exactly as it sounds like it is, but it's not a good sign. Anheuser-Busch has sold 8 different beer brands to a cannabis company. Shock Top is probably the one that you've most heard of, but there's Breckenridge Brewing and some other regional breweries. They bought companies like, you know, regional breweries with regional beers, took them national, and they became successful, and they just sold them all off, 8 different brands for $85 million cash. More importantly, they get to dump a whole bunch of employees because of this. So they're dumping employees and micropubs. So they're dumping salary and dumping employees right and left. That's what Anheuser-Busch is doing. They sold 8 beer brands to a cannabis company, Anheuser-freaking-Busch. Boy, this is a tough year for Anheuser-Busch. I would think it's probably bottomed out at this point, but I'm not positive. And when you see something like that, And they didn't acquire those brands to lose money. It looks like, and we know that they're cutting personnel and salaries and payroll and all that. A lot of people losing jobs here at Anheuser-Busch. So we don't dance on those stories. It's just remarkable how a company could screw up that bad. And they did it. Our final today will be brought to you by Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, online at joslynsjewelry.com, the jewelry you'll recommend to your friends and family. MyPillow and MyPillow.com, promo code KKHI. Please use the promo code at MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. It is a fantastic time to get a mattress topper or new sheet set. Why wouldn't you? If you've got an older mattress and you don't want to fork out $3,000 for a new mattress, try the mattress topper for a while. These things are awesome. We had one for several years on our older mattress. We haven't had to put one on our newer mattress yet, but we bought one of these things and probably got 3 more years out of our mattress before we had to spend the big money. Wonderfully comfortable and cooling. It's solid. MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Your promo code is KKHI. And Dr. Jeremy and his team at Fry Orthodontics, they're just the best in the business. That's all you got to know. Whether you're looking for Invisalign or braces, get your perfect smile for life. Nobody too young or too old here now. Well, you can be too young. You have to have teeth. But you can't be too old. They routinely get people in their 50s and 60s come in and say, you know what? I've always had these 3 or 4 crooked teeth and I don't like them. And can you fix these? The consultation is free. It's absolutely free. Log on to fryorthodontics.com. Find the location near you and set up a free appointment. Mention the podcast when you do, and it's free. And find out what it may take or how long or how much it would cost. Fry Orthodontics, your smile is just the start. Final. Okay. The Mega Millions jackpot is $1.6 billion on this Tuesday night. And yes, I am buying tickets. We failed miserably last week with the friend you can't mention on the podcast, but I'll probably text him today and ask him if he wants in. I don't think we'll buy as many as we did last time. And I would kind of like to pick my own numbers. So I may go up here to we got a Casey's close to the house. I may go in there and take my time filling those things out. Take my time. Nobody's won this thing in 3 months, so it's up to $1.6 billion. If you take the one-time buyout and you take all the taxes and everything out, they're saying it's still going to be $770 million that you'll net. Wow. That'd be like cash today. Woo. But guess what else has happened? While nobody's won the jackpot, 62 people have become millionaires. You know, you can hit like 4 of the 5 numbers and the Powerball and win $1 million, or the Mega Ball. I don't know if you hit all 5 numbers but not the Mega Ball, I don't think that pays $1 million. I could be wrong. I think hitting the Mega Ball number is pretty important. That's unbelievable. This thing is $1.6 billion. Nobody's won in 3 months, but 62 people have become millionaires, and you don't hear about any of them. 62 people. That is wild stuff. Go get them. Mega Millions, Tuesday night, $1.6 billion. Can't thank you enough for listening to the podcast and supporting the sponsors. Don't forget the KK list. I got a couple more emails over the weekend from people asking about our sponsors. Hey, what's the website? What's the phone number? They're all at thekklist.com. Thekklist.com. Easiest way to support conservative businesses in our area is go to thekklist.com. If you would like to list your business at the KK list, just click on it there. This is join the list. It'll give you an email form to Jessica and tell her about your business and say you want to be listed there. Thekklist.com. Thekklist.com. Go jump on it. Great conservative, patriotic American businesses right here in our area.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.